Yes, today we remember it's going to be a sea of orange shirts across Canada to mark Truth and Reconciliation Day. There are tons of events happening around the city honoring survivors and remembering kids who never made it home. And it is a federal holiday, so it might be a little quieter on the drive to and from work today, too. And no school, either. It's Greg Morgan here, and a little froggy. I feel all right. I just have a voice that's disappearing. And in my line of work, probably not the best thing, but I'll try to get through here this morning with you. And with it being Truth and Reconciliation Day, I always remember Cadmus Delorme on this day because he's now the chancellor of the University of Regina. I've had so many great discussions with him about this day. And once we spoke about the relationship as Canadians who with Indigenous people tend to lean towards the residential school experience, right? Which is obviously important, but Cadmus was always preaching to me and to everyone he could that there's a beautiful world out there to experience and learn from. And today is the day, and he's all for encouraging everyone to go and find a celebration. Cadmus always told me, preferably with song, because the songs are stories, and to enjoy watching the dance, which is about the pride, and for us to keep an open mind, too. Don't go in thinking you know already. Go in and learn. Today. Today. And there are plenty of opportunities, I mentioned, too. And the City of Regina's Orange Shirt Day gathering is at Mamawayetan Center starting at 9 a.m. They're going to have the pipe ceremony. The program and lunch will follow. All the Regina Public Library locations are open today with my buddy Nelson Bird. He's going to host a reconciliation and media event at Central Library. Nelson, a journalist with CTV, lecturer now at the First Nations University. He will speak about his experiences in the media and learn how he's contributing to meaningful and lasting reconciliation as well. So lots going on. At noon today, Central Library, he'll be speaking over at the Mackenzie Art Gallery. It's RALCO Radio Free Admission Day. That's from 11 till 5:30, special afternoon of art and dialogue in honor of the day. And the Royal Sask Museum, they're holding a conversation with Brad Bellegarde and residential school survivor Tim Poitras. In Moose Jaw, you too, from 9 till noon over at the Moose Jaw Co-op National Day for Truth Reconciliation event. That'll be in the arena, Temple Garden Center, and they've got several Indigenous presenters from Treaty 4 territory and area who will share their story. That's free in Moose Jaw, open for everyone too. So plenty of ways today to take advantage and educate yourself, and at the same time learn and probably have a good time too, because as there are stories to be shared that are pretty powerful and horrifying to hear again at the same time. Little Keith Urban, he and Nicole Kidman apparently split. After 19 years of marriage, they haven't filed for divorce yet, but apparently they have been living apart now since the beginning of summer. They made it public yesterday. Nicole's been caring for their two daughters, ages 14 and 17, and Keith is still in their lives too, of course, but allegedly he moved out back in May, living in Nashville, and I don't know, you hear these Hollywood stories and you hear sources say that Nicole is doing everything she can to save the marriage. Keith seemed pretty happy on the stage a couple of weekends ago. And looks like he was having a good time, as we certainly were too, when that concert was here at the Brand Center sold out. But yeah, 19 years later, Splitsville. Kind of surprised me. Every time you see those two together, they're always looking so happy. A lot of baseball fans happy as the Yankees and Red Sox starting today will battle it out in the wild card round, and the winner moving on to face the Blue Jays. A lot of Saskatchewan Blue Jays fans, like 86-year-old Carmen Bonet from Ituna, who hopes the Jays go all the way.
They're the only Canadian team we've got. I mean, I like baseball anyway. I mean, I even watch other teams, but I really like the Jays.
Well, Toronto's never played the Yankees or Red Sox in the playoffs. And that's going to change Saturday, of course. But yeah, the matchups in the National League, the Dodgers taking on the Reds, Cubs, and Padres. And in the American League, it's Cleveland hosting Detroit. And as we mentioned, the Red Sox and Yankees in New York. So lots of baseball to come now. And Rider fans, well, simply having to regroup, just as the Green and White will be in preparation for Friday's game against the Red Blacks in Ottawa. Quarterback Trevor Harris, he thinks this team's going to recover.
I wouldn't trade any this team for any team, and I mean that. And I feel like we're going to hit our stride at the right time, and I do think our best football is right on the horizon.
Yesterday on the Green Zone, Jamie and Locker were, I guess, taking the temperature of Rider fans, and our old buddy Dallas weighed in.
I'm going to start with a failing grade. I mean, this entire Rough Riders organization, this is, I mean, it's terrible. Corey Mace, I'm really starting to lose it against him, too. Brett Lawther isn't going to get replaced. I mean, I told you, Jamie, even on the post-game show, I told you many times, this is what's going to happen, and people still find a way to rigmarole their defense as to why Brett Lawther should stay. I'm tired of it. For passing grade, AJ Ouellette is fantastic. I have to give the fan base, there's still some fans that are going ahead and supporting. I know people are talking about ending their season tickets, blah, blah, blah. Never been one to support that ideology, but I have to give the fans for sticking through with this. But you talked about Grey Cup contenders. Guess what? We're not, Jamie. We're not Grey Cup contenders. We're not even going to make it past probably first place in the West if we're lucky. We're not going to, whoever we face, we're going to lose to. So, yeah, I'm really disappointed.
Wow. Dallas has just lost all faith. Sounds like his concern for the club is rather extreme. Yeah, we're on our longest losing streak. I get a couple losses here. I don't think we should be hitting the panic button just yet. I think the concern grows if we lose to Ottawa, though, on Friday night. Then we might be getting closer to hitting the panic button. But I'm not in the camp yet of, holy crap, we're done. No, far from it. I'm just not there yet. They'll pull it together. How about you, though? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. How concerned are you about the Riders? Curious about that. I definitely feel that Trevor Harris, the way he was lobbing them last game, why not just, you know, go ahead, put Jake in, not for a whole game, not for a quarter, and they just, you know, get some reps going in a game, just in case, and also give that arm a break for Trevor Harris. He's going to be fine. You ever seen that guy up close? Oh, man. He's ripped. He's cut. He's just so athletically sound, Trevor Harris. He takes it pretty seriously. So whatever problems he might be having, and we don't know specifically, I think he's going to be fine. Hey, the NHL regular season starts 1 week from today. 8 preseason games tonight. Many are televised. I was watching the Oilers the other night. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl on the same line. Always in on the scoring against Vancouver. Can't wait for the NHL season to return next week. And, you know, since the announcement of Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime show, there's been a lot of social media blowback from people not even aware of, one, who he is. And a lot of people in the U.S. say it's a political jab at Trump. So first, who he is. Bad Bunny, a major crossover appeal. On Spotify, the rapper has been the most streamed artist globally for the first three years of this decade, and he joined Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, at the Super Bowl in Miami performance. He's performer of the WWE back in 2023. He's in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore 2 movie right now on Netflix. And what's really bothered everyone politically in the U.S. is how Bunny recently actually said that he feared for his audience, so he wasn't going to tour in the U.S. because ICE agents might pull up and harm some of his fans. In other words, take them. He said that only a few weeks ago, and so that's got a lot of Americans in an uproar right now, too. But Bad Bunny is set to serve as host of Saturday Night Live. Again, this will be his third time when SNL premieres on Saturday night for its 51st season. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Today is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and it might be a little quieter on your drive to and from work today. There's certainly no school, and with the heat on today, 31 degrees, probably a lot of kids outside playing and enjoying the day, as you and I will be too, man. 31 degrees, the last day of September. feeling pretty good. Harvest is rolling along nicely. Still a little behind, but it's getting a lot done here with this hot, dry weather as of late. That's for sure. Lots of ways to take part in Truth and Reconciliation today, one of which is a walk honoring those impacted by residential schools. That kicks off at 10 this morning in Victoria Park as well, too. And we're hearing from survivors who share stories of power, pain, and resilience through the eyes of our reporter, Mia Holloway-Chuck, who spoke to some in Saskatoon at City Hall.
At Saskatoon City Hall, a special flag made to represent residential school survivors rose, and many stood up to share their stories. One woman spoke of the years she experienced homelessness and addiction, but talked about the people she found strength in.
The most thing I am very proud of is to be standing here with the life that I've led, but that life is gone, and that's my past, and one day I will speak on it. But right now, what I am so happy and thankful for is my life and my grandkids, my Nosimak, my Chapans, and my kids. Those are the ones that keep me going. And of course, my friends, my family, but they're my support, my kids and my grandkids. I don't know how I ever survived. I've been on the streets of Saskatoon since 19. I'm a survivor.
Others recalled the trauma from residential schools, from forced haircuts to physical abuse.
They cut my hair today. I had hair down my back and I had bangs and I used to look like mommy. Now I have a shaved head and they called it a brush cut. We go for lunch in the mess hall and the other students asked if I was a boy. I pulled my hoodie and I cried in my sister's arms and the other kids stare and they laugh at me.
And others spoke of how residential schools stripped away their identity, their culture, and their language.
Going back to our language and our culture is so important. Dealing with the anger and the animosity that we inflicted on our kids, we have to deal with that. We have to find a safe place for our spirit. And our young people have to find a safe place for their spirits too. The spiritual part of us needs to heal. We need to be able to set boundaries with our people, even though we love them very much. We have to protect our safe place.
But still, through all the pain, there were moments in these stories that reflected survival, love, and healing. Now, on this day of Truth and Reconciliation, take it as a reminder to both listen and learn from these people's stories. In Saskatoon, Mia Holloway-Chuck, 980 CJME.
Got this in pocket. Got paddle. I am gonna use it. Intention.
Greg Morgan here. I apologize for the froggy throat here. I just can't shake whatever. I had a bit of a sinus cold last week. Thought I'd beaten it, and just a little in my chest now. But I will persevere, and I apologize for scaring you the way I sound here this morning. Maybe I sound better, or maybe not. I don't know, but just the way it is here. I was listening to Kevin Martell in the news there about my buddy Jim Hatfield, who's been on this show. He's a baker in Milestone. And if you recall, and I know many of you know who Jim is, he makes these limited edition Christmas fruit cakes that are so very delicious, so very rum-filled, and the process he goes through to make these fruit cakes is so extraordinary, and they become world-renowned. But the reason he's making headlines right now is because of the Canada Post strike, right? He's having a tough time delivering his world-famous fruitcakes. And his story has been catching the attention around the globe. In fact, I saw on Facebook this morning, Jim said, oh my, I've even been picked up as a story on CNN. He's a great guy. And normally he'd use the post office to get his fruitcake shipped, but now he's have an explorer, well, more expensive options, like maybe using a courier service, he said.
Some customer says, we're prepared to wait with you, Jim, just to get the cakes. They'll even be better when they get here, because they have to cure. You know, they need to age.
I forget what Jim does, how long he makes these fruitcakes cure, but it is a long time. I hate Christmas fruitcakes. I've never, ever, till Jim's, had a Christmas fruitcake that I liked. I don't know what he does. I don't want to know what he does, but he knows what he's doing. He's got about 180-some orders from across the country that are expecting one or more orders of these cakes. And as you've heard, they're very understanding right now. And the fact of the matter is, Jim only makes so many cakes that he won't take any more orders. So if you're thinking of finding him on Facebook, as many do, he's not taking fruitcake orders right now. He won't again till next May. Yeah, May of 2026. But Jim's story is one like a lot of local business owners can relate to. You know, you hear a lot of people quite often, they're so quick to say, oh, we don't need Canada Post, who worries, just forget about them. But there are a lot of businesses like Jim who count on Canada Post, so it's not always true for everyone. Someone want to dump on Canada Post, and, I'm not here to take a side one way or another. I just know there are a lot of business owners who count on them, and Jim is one. But Jim Hatfield, great guy, and amazing fruitcakes for Christmas, but you're just not going to find any unless you've already ordered this year. Hey, over at the McKenzie Art Gallery today, it's Rolco Radio Free Admission Day, and that'll start at 11, go till 5:30. It's a special afternoon of art and dialogue to honor the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And coming up after the 6:30 news, I'll introduce you to Candace Hopkins, who's executive director at Forge Project, which is an Indigenous nonprofit, and she's the curator of the Indian Theater exhibit that's on today at the McKenzie Art Gallery. So she'll join me in just a few moments, and we'll explore this exhibit together and hear what Truth and Reconciliation Day means to her.